This chazar is a chenish b'chachas shragma b'yehudim b'sechas avayda zor daf ayin aleph zok the Mishnah. Jewish workers who were sent yayin nesach as payment by their non-Jewish employees are allowed to refuse the yayin nesach and tell the employer to give money instead. However, once he accepted the wine into the rishus, it's also for them to return it to the guy in exchange for money. Zok the Gemara b'yehudim Rav said it's mutter for a person who has to give some of his wine to the king for taxes to tell the guy to give wine for him, and then he'll reimburse the guy even though the guy will pay with the yayin nesach. Rav Gemara b'raita says that a person not allowed to say to a guy, take my place to satisfy my taxes to the king. Rav said this is not comparable to the case above. The case above is comparable to the next part of the Brisa that says that a person is allowed to tell a guy, save me from my tax obligation to the king. In this case, he did not appoint him as a shliach. Zok the next mission, when a yid sells wine to a guy, if he set the price before the guy measured the wine, the money paid for the wine is mutter. If the guy measured the wine before the yid set the price, the money is also to benefit from. Zok the Gemara member said Meshicha is an effective kinyan when dealing with goyim. I can prove this from the fact that Persians send gifts to each other and never retract. Rashi said Meshicha is not an effective kinyan when dealing with goyim. The reason the Persians never retract is because they feel it's below their dignity to do so. I can prove this from Rav, who told the Jewish wine merchants that after they measure the wine, they should make sure to take payment for wine before allowing the guy to take it. And if the guy doesn't have money, the yid should lend the money and take the money back as payment, and only then allow the guy to take the wine. Because if no payment is given, the wine becomes yayin nesach in the rishus of the yid, and the money later is then later taken for that, which will make it usur. Now, if Meshicha is an effective kinyan for the guy should be koine as soon as he takes the keli of wine, but the wine should not become yayin nesach until he touches it. The Gemara says, not a proof. If Rav was talking about the yid measuring into the yid's own keli, you'd be correct that it does not become yayin nesach until the guy touches the wine. Rav was talking about where the yid measured the wine into the keli of the guy, which presumably has some yayin nesach left in it, and from the last use that the guy has for the wine, and that, therefore makes the wine into yayin nesach as soon as it's poured into it. Therefore, if he doesn't pay before it's measured, it becomes nesach even before the guy would have the opportunity to make Meshicha. Still, since the guy is holding a keli, he should be cutting the wine that's being poured into it as soon as it reaches the airspace of the keli, which with the kinyan of Hagbah, and the wine doesn't become yayin nesach until it reaches the bottom of the keli and it mixes with the other wine. Maybe we should say that once there is a flow of wine connecting the bottom of the guy's keli to the keli being poured, the flow is considered to be a connection which makes even the wine in the yid's keli aser. Mara says no. If the guy was holding this keli, you would be correct that he'd be kind of. The case is the guy's keli is put on the ground. That's why Rav told him to make payment, because the guy is not kind of with Hagbah. Still, his keli should be kind of him. Should we say to Rav hold that the keli of a buyer is not kind of him, there's just a seller? And the Gemara may be that he holds that the keli is kind of him. However, the case is that there was yayin nesach on the lip of the keli, which makes even the first drop of wine poured into it yayin nesach even before it reaches the bottom of the keli. That's why Rav said to take payment before the wine is poured. In fact, if this is the case, it must be that Rav does not follow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that when wine becomes mixed with yayin nesach, the mixture is allowed to be sold to a guy for a price that doesn't include the amount of the yayin nesach in the mixture. As the Gemara, we find that Rav only passes like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel when a barrel of yayin nesach becomes mixed with other barrels. In that case, he says one barrel should be destroyed and the remaining barrels are mutter. However, when yayin nesach becomes actually mixed with other wine, Rav does not pass the Gashim Galil, and Itaka says that the mixture is osur. In fact, the Brisa says if he had bought silver scraps from a guy and then realized that among the silver scraps there was an avodah zarah, if he had not yet given payment, he should give it back to the guy, tell him to be mevatel, then he could take it. If he already gave payment, he has to destroy it. Now, if Meshicha is kaina when dealing with a guy, how can the yid return the avodah zarah in the first case? This refutes amemar. If the Gemara Abaye said, the yid is not kaina in the first case because it's a mechach toyus. In fact, the Gemara Rav asked, in the second case, it's not a mechach toyus. Why is the halacha different? And if the Gemara rather, Rav said, in both cases, avada to mechach toyus. However, in the first case, since he didn't give payment, it doesn't look like the yid is selling the avada back to the guy. In the second case, since he already gave money, when he gives back the avada to the guy, it looks like, and takes back money, it looks like he's selling the avada to the guy, and therefore it's aser. Fact the Gemara, Makashisha, the son of Rav Chisda, said to Rav Ashi, our Mishnah said, when a yid sells wine to a guy, if he set the price before the guy measured the wine, the money paid for the wine is mutter. Now, if Meshicha is not kaina, well, then the guy does not yet own the wine. This means that when he touched it, he made it yayin nesach when it still belonged to the yid. So why is it mutter? Is there a future of Ashi? If Mar Rav Ashi said, he would say, the case is that the guy gave a dinner to the yid for the wine beforehand. If so, why is the money also in the second case? If he had given the dinner beforehand, it should be mutter. If Mar Rav Ashi said, according to you who say that Meshicha is kaina by a guy, why is it that the first case is mutter, but the second case is also? Meshicha was done in both cases. Rather, you're going to have to say, in the first case, they set a price, and therefore the Meshicha acted as a kinyan, because there was finality in their mind. They had this, in their mind, they knew it was a deal. In the second case, no price was set, and therefore the Meshicha doesn't act as a kinyan. Rav Ashi said, I can say the same thing. In both cases, the dinner was given beforehand. However, in the first case, since the price was set, it effectuates a kinyan. In the second case, no price was set, and therefore no kinyan is made. fact, the Gemara, Ravina said to Rav Ashi, we find Rav Chiya bar Abba named Rabbi Yochanan said, a goy is killed for stealing even less than the value of a pruta from a yid, but he's not required to return the item to yid because the yid is meichel on such a small amount. Now, if a sheikh is not kainah for a goy, he's not kainah the stolen item, so why is he put to death? Rav Ashi said he's put to death because of the tsar that he causes the yid. If a sheikh is not an effective kenyan for the goy, then what does it mean that he's not required to return it? He was never kainah. Mar says that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan means. In fact, the Rabbi Yochanan's statement continues and says, if a second guy steals the item from the first guy, the second guy is also put to death. Now, the second guy did not cause tzar to the yid, so that can't be the reason that he's put to death. Rather, the reason that must be that the guy is actually kind of the item with Mashiach, and he's put to death for the act of stealing. We see that Mashiach is an effective kinyan when dealing with goyim. Shema Aminah.